Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here in the studio with me this morning from the San Juan United Way. Catherine Abeta is here. She is Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in this morning and being here. Also joining us this morning is Jennifer Johnson, Resource Development Director at San Juan United Way. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you very much. And, of course, Mike Stark is here from San Juan County. No stranger to KSJE. None of you are, as a matter of fact. But, Mike, you're the new campaign chairman. My old job. Welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. Good to be here and good to be serving in the role as campaign chair this
year. Yeah, I want to ask you a little bit about that. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for helping us wrap up our first week of video programs from our new studio. So it's a little bit new for all of us.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Feels very VIP to get to be here
that
on
now.
The first run.
He says that now, but yeah.
It's cool. I've been told that I have a face for radio.
Well,
you've kind of ruined that for me with these cameras.
That could be. But hopefully everyone will be paying attention and watching along with us and learning along with us as we talk a little bit about it. But let me start with Catherine and talk to me a little bit about the campaign and how things are going this year. The San Juan United Way, of course, raises money for dozens of programs throughout San Juan County. So let's start there.
Yes. So what we do at San Juan United Way is we go around to as many workplaces as we can possibly visit, locally, of course, to raise money for local programs and initiatives to help improve lives in our county as they're affected in health, education, and financial stability. So right now we currently partner with just over 30 nonprofit programs that do some really incredible work in the community. And by going out to different workplaces, we're able to get the community to get engaged with what's happening, what our needs are in the community, and just by simple payroll deduction, people can choose to have any amount withdrawn from their paycheck before it comes to them. And the workplaces have agreed to work with us, and they send that money over to us, where we then grant it back out to those local nonprofits. And every single year, we track the work that they're doing, and we're really excited to be able to come back and report some of those successes. So just this last year, we were able to raise and keep in San Juan County social service programs over $1 million.
Wow.
Which is pretty incredible when you realize what a small shop we are. I know Scott, as being on our board, you know what a tight ship we run and what a small team we are. And it's incredible. And I think it's a huge testament really to our community. Just at how much we're able to raise and put back out. So much of what we raise stays local because our community truly gets it, I think. They get that we have need here and we all take care of each other and help out. So it's incredible that we are still able to raise and keep that much money. And that's our goal for this year as well, is to continue deepening the relationship with our community and making sure just really making sure that everyone has the opportunity to get engaged in the ways that they can. So our campaign theme this year is Give Where You Live, and we're really putting a new twist and brand on the word give and what that means. Often it's quickly associated with monetary contributions, but we're really trying to highlight just what an impact can be made in the community by giving your time and volunteering. And then also giving your skills and talent and donating services that really help make an impact in the community.
That's great. And of course, one of my favorite things about the San Juan United Way, and thank you for mentioning that I do serve on the board, because I always like to disclose that to our listeners so they know my connection to the topic this morning, but that 100% of donations will go to these programs that you're talking about because of the generosity of corporations and corporate donors and the Corporate Cornerstone Program. And not every United Way has that. And it's one of my goals to try to get rid of all the Facebook memes that that really work against that and really try to, again, confuse the issue when we're talking about the local San Juan United Way that's very different than a lot of the other ones around the country.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. It's about that time of year again, Scott, where we're going to be tagging each other in all of those memes posted across Facebook and trying to dispel those rumors and myths that pop up. Because the truth of the matter is that when you give to San Juan United Way, 100% of your donation stays local unless a donor asks us to send their donation to a nonprofit that is outside of the community. Mm-hmm. And in which case we will do. But we are very proud to represent that very few dollars are sent out of the community in that way. And 100% of your donation goes out to the program services because we have about a dozen and a half local companies that pay for our overhead costs every year. So when we're able to bring the pledge forms and bring those flyers, those are all paid for by the generosity of those local companies, so that if you can only give a couple of dollars, all of that money goes back out to the programs, which is truly incredible. And not every United Way gets to do that. And not every program that raises money for a community chest like ours is able to say that. And that's one of the reasons that I believe so much about the work we do, and I'm so passionate about the network and our community.
Right, and even a lot of the other charities around the country that try to keep their administrative costs very, very low, but really not a lot of them can touch zero
for
the donor dollars, really.
No, because when you really think of it, the work that United Way is doing, in addition to just raising money, we're working year-round with these programs very closely to make sure that they're networked together, because we really believe that we can optimize the service that's being provided by making sure that those programs are working together, using the dollars the very best that they can. It makes the dollars stretch a lot more when those programs work together. So we create that space and we create a lot of opportunities for partnership and cooperation so that the dollars go farther and that the client and the person who's receiving services and help is getting more help. They're getting a little bit more of a holistic approach because there's several different angles coming at them at once to make sure that the need is met and that we're not just alleviating symptoms of a problem.
Right.
So there's a lot of work that goes into the United Way efforts. And so it's easy to forget that that costs a little bit of money too, but it is a huge investment when you think of just how little it costs to run our operation and do what we do and the money that gets to go back out into the community as a result. So
that's very true. And I'm glad you brought that up. So, and it's always
Thank
great
you.
To talk about it
yes.
on the media and have folks hopefully share this message with their friends and neighbors. And again, if they see something that is opposite of what we're talking about this morning, to really call people out on that, to really try to educate folks that our United Way is so unique and so different, and that 100% of those dollars get to the families and children that need them through the programs that we fund at the San Juan United Way. I want to turn to Jennifer Johnson for just a moment and ask a little bit about the art of raising money for the United Way in economic conditions like we have had in San Juan County. It's a bit more of a challenge, and yet the need is still there, if not greater.
Isn't that the truth? Boy,
right?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
It is an art, especially in a challenging economy.
But it falls to you and the other staff, too, of course, to be creative in how you go about this, right?
It does. And, you know, I thought that I would face a larger challenge than I have because I really underestimated the generosity of our community because they have, while we're losing money hand over fist in some areas, all of the other campaigns have stepped up and continued to increase. So that is a real testament to what the people, they want to give, they just need a reason to. And so what I have found has been the most successful since I've been on is that people like that personal, one-on-one. And so if they're able to have Catherine or I up in front of them telling them about these programs and things that they may not have known, even if they've been giving to a certain nonprofit for 10, 20 years, they may have forgotten why they're giving it. And so we get up and give them some fresh information. We tell them about new exciting things that they're doing. And one other beautiful thing we saw this year was, instead of having a victory celebration inviting everyone to come to, we decided to go out individually to every workplace and thank them in person with, you know, flowers and a certificate. And everyone really enjoyed that. And I think they felt personally, you know, more appreciated.
Right,
yes.
Right. And that's new. And that's
yes,
a new thing. And
new
one of
and
those
fresh.
New, fresh ideas that... Yeah. That sometimes organizations like United Way needs once in a while.
Absolutely.
And to remind folks of the good work that that you all are doing and the good work that they and their employees can continue to do by staying engaged in the program.
Absolutely. And that's where this, if you can see my t-shirt, we even got kind of a new slogan for this year called I'm a Giver. And that's where we're just trying to rebrand that give, because United Way is all about give, advocate, and volunteer. So there are more ways to get involved than just payroll deduction. So you can give your time, you can give your expertise, you can give from your paycheck, whatever is most convenient for you. And a good example of that is, like, our Day of Caring every year is a United Way thing that was set up after 9/11 so that it would bring communities together to help those less fortunate. And it's been so long now that it's moved away into June 21st, which is their National Day of Action, where they sort of kind of rebranded that Day of Caring also into including advocacy and just doing what you can in your community. So we've decided to take away the deadline of one day of the year and instead be able to have local businesses and community members volunteer at these nonprofits for projects that they need any day that they can.
Great.
So that'd be nice.
And that's coming up again, right?
It sure is.
So there you go. Very good. Yeah. And last but certainly not least, I want to talk to Mike Stark a little bit about his decision to take on the duties of the campaign chairman this year. And Mike, you have a full-time job and a family and a lot of other things that are going on in your world, but yet you must have felt this was important to step up to be the campaign chairman this year.
Yeah, it was, Scott. You know, it we've lived here since 1999, and certainly in my role today at the county as the county operations officer, I get to work with a lot of community members and community groups, and quite honestly, we get to see the needs of our community each and every day. And so when you see the groups and the agencies that benefit from the United Way, it's critical to our community. They're providing amazing services that really fill the gap for a lot of needs here. And so it's, to be able to serve in this role as campaign chair has been really quite an honor, honestly, to do that and to give back to our community that's, quite honestly, given myself and my family so much. And so we've got a great community here. Can't say enough about the private sector, the public sector, and how everybody comes together to do what's best for our community. And the United Way campaign is a great way to give back, whether it's you giving of your time, giving of your paycheck. Those dollars stay here. Those efforts stay here and really benefit the community as a whole.
Right. And it's important that folks have that option, I think, of how to give and how to make it happen, whether it's through a payroll deduction and you hardly ever see it or miss it, to giving of your time and donating in some other way as well.
You bet. And those dollars, like I said, the big campaign to try to get those dollars to stay here. It's important for our community. We are suffering some pretty tough economic times. May be some additional challenges along the way here as we go. And so, but you know, this community, since I've lived here, rallies together to you know, bring forth the resources that are necessary to really solve any problem that we've had in our community. And so I think it's great to be able to, once again, you know, serve in this capacity, hopefully bring in those public sector and private sector leaders to continue to bolster the funding that goes into the United Way, and to keep those dollars here and to help fund these great programs that, you know, a lot of times you don't think about them until you end up needing them.
And, that's true.
And when you need those services, mm-hmm. Boy, it sure is nice to know that safety net exists in your community, regardless of what crisis you're experiencing in your life.
That's true. And I know there was a saying years ago that if you yourself haven't been personally affected by something that needed the help of United Way or a United Way program or agency, you probably know someone, whether a friend or family member, who has had to take part in a program, whether it's Red Cross or Echo Food Bank or what have you. These are the programs we're talking about.
That's right. Boys and Girls Club.
Sure.
I mean, you know, those are all at different points in your life. You're probably going to need those services. I served on the Northwest New Mexico Seniors Board, and I really get passionate about programs that benefit the youth and our elderly, our seniors. I think, you know, that oftentimes is a good statement in terms of the type of community that you live in. If you've got programs serving those two groups of folks, and majority of the agencies that are benefactors of the United Way campaign,
right,
are serving those two populations of folks.
Very true, very true. And you know from your government work that if there wasn't a San Juan United Way and it was up to government to fund a lot of these programs and services and things like that that the United Way does privately, that would really bust a couple of budgets, wouldn't it?
I mean, it would. That burden would fall on local government.
Right?
And we do, in cases where the funding does fall short, help to support a lot of these agencies. You know, I can think back managing the construction of the Family Crisis Center. We mm-hmm. received legislative funding that flowed through the county. We were the fiscal agent. We were able to help construct a much-needed facility that's provided, you know, shelter to those in need,
right,
for a number of years now. It would fall back on local government to try to solve those problems. And it's good that everyone in this community has the ability through United Way to do it, you know, a different way, instead
right.
of trying to work through the government, we try to be as self-reliant as possible, and certainly try to minimize the impact on local government budgets.
Sure. Well, last I checked, the county doesn't have about $1 million floating around over there that they could use for things like this.
The glory days of 2009 are not here anymore, unfortunately.
Right. So that's why it's so important to do this through the United Way. So let's take a short break, everybody. My guest this morning from the San Juan United Way here in San Juan County. We'll be back with more in just a moment on KSJE for our listeners at 90.9 FM or online at KSJE.com and our viewers watching on KSJE's Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Back with more in just a moment. The time right now is 8:33.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services.
My guests on the radio this morning from the San Juan United Way, they are all in the studio with us, including the new campaign chairman, Mr. Mike Stark. Again, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for taking on that responsibility, because there is a little bit of extra work involved of being the campaign chairman and kind of setting the pace for the fundraising campaign. So
yeah, you bet. And you would know best because you've served in that role before.
Yeah, I did. I did it a couple years ago, probably more like 10. Yeah.
Very gratifying, and like I mentioned before,
just a
way to give back, because, you know, this is a great community, and we need to support each other and continue to, you know, make this a great place to work, live, and play.
Exactly. Very true. Also here in the studio with us is Jennifer Johnson. She's the Resource Development Director for the United Way. Jennifer, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
You bet. And also Catherine Abeta is here, the Executive Director of San Juan United Way. Catherine.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to have all of you here this morning to talk about this year's campaign and how all of us, by joining together, can really help fund a lot of these crucial needs that our communities have. And as we've been talking about, you know, we have economic challenges. We may have more economic challenges in the months and years to come. And many times when that happens to a community, it's these social services and these programs, food banks and homeless shelters and all these things that the United Way helps with, steps up to really help some of the folks who really need it. And that's what we're talking about this morning. So, Catherine, let me start back with you again a little bit about working in the community and that need, because, again, we are seeing great needs from the agencies that rely on United Way for funding, and in the campaigns it's a little more challenging to raise the level of funds that we're used to raising.
That's true. And to be quite frank, just up front, in the past few years, we've lost a significant amount of funding that we used to rely on due to companies leaving town or there being layoffs and those employees no longer being able to deduct from their paychecks.
Sure. Or just not sure if they're going to have a job for the next 12 months to be able to commit to that payroll deduction, I suppose.
That's right. And we've also had some companies who have been very generous in their donations and agreed to match employee contributions. And so when companies leave, that sort of doubles the impact leaving the community. And just in the past few years, we've lost over $500,000 in local funding. And that's rough, because it doesn't affect us necessarily at United Way specifically. What it really affects is our community programs.
Right.
That money is directly impacting their budgets as we speak. The need didn't go away. As a matter of fact, it was sort of we see that inverse trend where the need has gone up as the funding has also left. So out in the community, we still see a lot of needs for some very basic services. We estimate there to be between 6,000 and 8,000 children in the community that live under the federal poverty line. And what those sorts of things tell us is that we know they are at higher risk of possibly not getting enough nutrition or not getting enough food every single day. We know that a lot of them have a hard time attending school due to transportation or lack of value or importance in the family. And those things set kids up for extra needs possibly later in life and extra challenges. And so we're really trying to work on addressing prevention issues beforehand. So when the children are young, because we do see, we see decreased high school graduation rates later on in life. We see higher unemployment rates, and we see a lot of consequences as we, let these problems exist. And so we're really looking to solve those problems in our community. And it starts at a young age, and it starts at making sure that basic needs are provided to children in the community so that they can be set up with a good foundation for lifelong success. And so what I am really encouraged about out in the community right now is that we are seeing benefits. We are seeing that outcomes for children are increasing. It is slow because investment takes time. We are choosing deliberately to invest and work on prevention, and we're focusing less on being reactive and getting high numbers. That's often this nonprofit paradigm where you're chasing funding to stay up, but you're not solving the problems because you're chasing funding that has a specific outcome around it. And so what we're really, really trying to do is invest in those root causes, and we're seeing that. We're starting to see improvements for those for children and just in those outcomes. And so even though it's maybe not showing itself in huge ways to everyone walking around, we know that it's working, and we're just excited that our community still believes that and is still getting involved.
And that's great. But it is somewhat of a tough sell sometimes for folks who want to see maybe immediate results, or if I'm funding a homeless shelter, I can see that there's a person who's now been able to go to that shelter that maybe wasn't able to go there before. And some of this preventative stuff is a little bit harder for folks maybe to see the good it does to the community in the longer term.
Yes, absolutely. And we still value and want to help keep the shelters up. We still send funding to most of our area shelters because there are needs that need to be taken care of today. Today, right now, there are victims of domestic violence and their children who need safety right now.
Right.
And so we're working to make sure that that's still there. But we don't stop there. In addition to that, we're making sure that that victim and her children are connected with the other funded programs to help in that next stage. Maybe it's gaining custody of the children. Maybe it's making sure that they are still getting to go to their same school, or maybe they need supplies. Whatever it is that's helping them as a whole, that's what we're really focusing on, rather than just that night of safety and shelter. We want to break that cycle of violence, and we want to set those kids up for future success.
Right, which is very important. Jennifer Johnson, let me turn back to you a little bit about your involvement with the campaign, of course, and this whole idea of talking to potential donors about funding these preventative programs, ideas, and things like that. Is that a tougher sell than getting them to give money for bricks and mortar shelters and beds and things like that?
It can be. It's really, I would say it's a pretty easy 50-50 split, because there are people who, for one reason or another, may have a loyalty to a program that they have used themselves in the past, or that has been around and they've heard of other people getting to use that program. And so they just always want to continue to support that and make sure that it's there for the future generations. But getting to the preventative is definitely a hot topic, because people are starting to understand that, you know, just like a third grade reading level is a good indicator for high school graduation, you really do have to start getting in there earlier and earlier. And I think that it's starting to become an easier and easier sell. But we still have, like I said, those loyal contributors who keep the standbys open, which is a gift for sure.
Right. Very true. Mm-hmm. Mike Stark, as campaign chairman, again, getting the message out about these preventative programs, but also these programs that are helping to help folks meet in the here and now and the immediacy of life.
You bet. You know, I think it's important for everyone to grab hold of the concept. And certainly I think it'd be my primary message this year is that everyone gets involved. Similar to economic development, where we're seeing challenges, we're starting to see the community rally around and understand that everyone has a responsibility in economic development. And I hope everyone would see that everyone has a responsibility too in helping fund these social services in our community. And, you know, you hear of the myths, and we've dispelled those today. And I think it's important once again to reiterate that 100% of your donation ends up helping the funding agencies. And you can direct those dollars where you want. Certainly the partner agencies, but if you have another charity here within San Juan County, you can designate dollars to that as well and keep those dollars here.
Right, like a public radio station.
That's exactly right.
I'm just throwing it out there, everybody. Just but
another avenue.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't try to give our pitches.
That's right.
If you'd like to get involved with the workplace campaign, please give me a call at San Juan United Way.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. Very, very true.
And the other thing you hear is that, my contribution won't make a difference. You know, all I can give is a dollar a paycheck. Well, that dollar a paycheck adds up when you're talking. You know, at the county, for example, we have 650 employees.
Right.
So if we had everybody giving a dollar, look at the magnitude of what that will raise. More importantly, and I know Catherine and Jennifer can speak to this, what's the magnitude of what a dollar or a paycheck ends up turning into with some of our agencies?
It is one of my favorite things to talk about, because it's so true that people really don't think that their dollar does very much. We work very close with the programs to get this information. Just one example, since you are from Northwest New Mexico Seniors in the past, one of the programs that we work with them is Meals on Wheels. And that goes out to 300 homebound elderly seniors in the county. Our United Way funding that goes to that program, many don't realize, helps to pay for the portable plates. So we pay for the plates that the food is then wrapped in. Mm-hmm. That is a small thing. It seems so small, but they wouldn't be able to execute that program, and they wouldn't be able to be giving those home-delivered meals to those 300 seniors who need it if they didn't have the funding for that. Their current funding structure doesn't allow for other funding to cover that. And each one, I think, costs 80 cents. So every dollar adds up and enables somebody in our community to have a meal, to have a hot meal home delivered. That's just one example, and we've got dozens. Maybe Jen has one she'd like to share.
Jennifer?
Absolutely. One that I can't say enough about is the backpack program that Catherine started to allude to. Echo Food Bank has a backpack program where they will fill backpacks with food for children who go home with maybe some food insecurity of whether they're going to have dinner or food over the weekend. They actually look forward to going to school because of the lunch and maybe even breakfast that they get there. But the backpacks full of food, I don't know if you can try to do the math in your head on how much it would cost you to fill it even with cans of soup and beans and mac and cheese and snack packs. But it's a good amount. And Echo manages to do it for approximately $2.60 a backpack. So if you're giving that $2 or $3 from your paycheck, you're actually kind of sponsoring a child who's going chronically hungry.
Amazing. And yeah. Last year, there were over 5,000 of those backpacks that went out to school children all across the county. And that's a partnership with Echo Food Bank and the public schools so that the students are identified by counselors and teachers in a discreet way so that they can get food sent home. And it's pretty incredible how fast you can get involved and how far your dollar goes.
And such a great program because, again, in many of these families, that may be the only food that those kids get that weekend or their siblings too,
right?
Perhaps if they have to share it. So, and that again, and Mike Stark, I know you know all about this of how the county and agencies in the county, because I think the county governments work, county government works with the city governments and other entities really well together. And the United Way member agencies seem to work really well together with the Echo Food Bank providing food maybe for the soup kitchen or for the other programs and things like that to keep costs low. We see that time and time again working together for the betterment of our community.
We do. You know, we need to work together because, you know, it goes back to self-sufficiency, self-reliance. You know, we've got to take care of ourselves up here. We can't assume that we can rely on dollars from the federal or the state level. You know, we're relative to the rest of the state, we're a pretty small piece of the action. And so population wise, you know, you're going to see the Middle Rio Grande corridor receive the majority of the dollars. And so that's why it's important to work together. And all the government agencies do that for the betterment of all the citizens up here. And, you know, the Echo Food Drive we started at the county, we had an employee that came to me about 10 years ago and said, I'd really like to start a food drive here at the county. And it's blossomed into an annual event that we do right before Thanksgiving that we challenge the other cities in the area to see who can win the coveted Mr. Potato Head trophy.
I'm sure it's coveted.
It is very much coveted.
Very coveted, yes, sir.
When we've retained that trophy in the past, it sits in our trophy case out front. So it is very important to the county employees. That's just one example of how it's grown and how any organization can create a great way to give back. And that's, you know, like I said, I want to see folks get involved. I want to see folks understand there's a great need, and small contributions can make a huge difference.
That's very true. Well, we just have a few minutes remaining this morning, everyone. And so I want to go back around and ask each of you how folks can get involved. If their employer doesn't offer payroll deduction, perhaps, or maybe they could if enough employees asked about it, what can folks be talking about in the workplace and maybe with their friends and neighbors about San Juan United Way? Catherine Abeda?
You know, getting involved in a workplace campaign is so easy. It's so easy and there's no catch. Just give us a call. If you don't currently have a workplace campaign going on at your place of employment, but you'd like one, it's very easy for us to set up. It doesn't cost anything. There is no catch. There's no fine print. We just come in and we make it really, really easy for employees to give back. Everything is completely voluntary. And then in addition to that, or separately, we also will provide volunteer opportunities for the community through workplace giving. Jen can talk a little bit about that. She runs a pretty awesome volunteer program at United Way.
Very good. Jennifer Johnson?
Absolutely. We have just seen such a demand for volunteer opportunities because our community is so generous and wants to get involved that, like I said, we've opened up our Day of Caring to now be kind of a season of giving. So it should never go out of style. We'll continue to have programs submit projects to us, everything from a little bit of landscaping, power washing, organizing files, helping them with their Facebook page. There's a little something for everyone usually. And then they're going to give us needs lists if you want to help provide diapers for the children's shelter or, you know, those sorts of little things. You can run a drive in your community. Food is always needed, but there are other things that sometimes we don't think of that are in need as well.
All right. Very good. And Mike Stark, final word, I guess, goes to you, Mr. Campaign Chair.
All right. Well, just excited to serve in this role and encouraging everyone to participate in this year's campaign. Should be a great year.
All right. Very good. And the phone number for the San Juan United Way, Catherine Abeda?
326-1195. And you can also find us on Facebook or website, sjunitedway.org.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everyone, coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
Great conversation this morning. Thank you all very much. You bet. My guest from the San Juan United Way here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.